Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
General John Raisin King, y'all had this message for Iran.
Our forces remain on high alert and are fully postured to respond to any Iranian retaliation or proxy attacks, which would be an incredibly poor choice. We will defend ourselves.
It's that simple. Texture rates in the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. I am 100% behind Donald Trump. Perfect execution, perfect delivery. Screw the UN. Ouch. Texture rates. I think it was great, needed to be done for a long time. It's like a schoolyard bully, always getting in cheap shots. And finally, he got clocked. Really good in the mouth. Now we won't hear about them anymore. Well, we're going to hear from him, but yeah. Texture rates. Here I am very happy Trump had the balls to do this to Iran's nukes. Peace through strength is the only way to push back against folks that chant death to America. Texter writes, I hope and pray that Democrats don't find out the names of the pilots and crew that flew those missions. Oh, they'll be at their house. Paid for by Iran, by the way. Remember, Iran funds the Democrats' street shock troops. They have merged with the Democrat Party, and they are one. They are allies. And right now, Democrats are trying to do whatever it takes to save this program. Texter writes, Tara, Iran has had this coming since 1978 when they stormed our embassy and took Americans hostage. They are a state sponsor of terror and a bad faith actor. Another texter writes, hey, Tara, I'm normally against the U.S. acting as the world's police, but this attack was way overdue. Iran was already at war with us. The bombing of those facilities does not change their view of America. So says Jimmy in Fountain Inn. Folks, you know, I'm normally on the Tulsi Gabbard side of things. I didn't want to hit Libya. I don't want to hit Russia. I don't want to go to war. This is the first time in my adult life that I have ever seen my country fight an actual enemy that should be fought, not a fake enemy. Iraq was a fake enemy. The country of Afghanistan, fake enemy. So that all George Bush's high-dollar donors who are military-industrial complex contractors could have a prolonged reason to go into to Afghanistan. Those are fake enemies. We should have gone in, taken out the Taliban leadership, and walked out. Fake, fake, fake. But we never hit our actual enemies. This has driven me crazy my entire adult life. I'm giving an example. 9/11. Well, who did that? Iraq? Nope. Who did that? Afghanistan? Well, the Taliban sheltered bin Laden, certainly, and gave him operational space. But no, it wasn't even really the Taliban. It was Saudi Arabia. We know that. We knew that. They still won't declassify the whole report because it'd be so stinking obvious. Do we hit them? No. Who is our biggest, deadliest enemy on Earth right now? Well, go. It's always the same. Go look at the list of people we're not fighting. We don't fight our real enemies. China is our biggest enemy. In fact, did you know this? Folks, this is what Trump has done here with bombing these facilities has exposed so much. Did you know Isfahan? There's three facilities hit, right? Fort Al got the most attention. Obviously, it's the most serious. Do you know what was in Isfahan? The nuclear facility housed, are you ready for this? Not one, not two, but three Chinese research reactors and laboratories. China is in their bill in there physically building the nuclear program with Iran. Think about it. Well, okay, but they're just allies and they're just transferring some information. No, China had already started doing the satellite targeting for the Houthis attacks on our naval ships. They hit us with the Houthis. They helped the Houthis do it. You put this together with them being inside. They are literally hand in hand with their own three facilities. There was going to be nuclear material in those strikes in the future. it was not going to end. And Joe Biden took the Houthis off the terror watch list and never put them back on so they could do this, to enable the Chinese to help them hit us. 319 times, our ships, our cargo ships. And you are going to text me over the weekend. Some people text me on the text line. You're going to, you know, leave a comment on Twitter. Neocon, warmonger. What is your plan? Somebody, why don't you send it to me? I'll read it. What is your plan? Well, we'll just ignore Iran and go back to buying things on Temu. I like cheap stuff. Y'all, for the first time in my adult life, we have finally hit an actual enemy. I get that you were traumatized. I understand you have been lied to and used. Never ends the lies. Lying about weapons of mass destruction. Lying to get us into wars. This traumatizes Americans. We all know someone who was hurt or killed in these stupid wars for profit, because that's what they were, while we let our enemies get away with literal murder. I mean, you understand, Iran flew a drone via its proxy into one of our bases in Jordan and killed three of us. You don't think we're at war? They came onto our soil and attempted to assassinate our president. I had people this week, the level of delusion. I had people this weekend telling me, that didn't happen. What? What? We have three of their assassin plotters in federal prison awaiting trial, one from a 2021 attack and the next one from the 2024 one. What are you talking about? And when it comes to that, oh, those are just lies. That's deep state. They're just lying. Donald Trump, I'll play you the audio again, flat out said that Iran tried to kill him. He said it over and over and over. And he wondered aloud, why didn't Biden retaliate? Why didn't Biden at least put sanctions on? Because the Democrats in Iran are tied at the hip. And that is what caused all of this. And Trump has to undo it. He is cleaning up Biden's mess. We are way beyond the point, folks. Where, well, it's only theoretical they'll use their nukes. It's only theoretical they'll use nuclear-tipped bombs. It's only folks, the Chinese are in, we're inside Ifshan building the nukes with them. And they had already begun to target us in tandem, working in partnership with the Houthis to hit us. What part of we're at war do you not get? You don't get to just go back to buying things on Temu and hanging out on the internet. And it just goes away. I wish it was, but that's not the case.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Not at war with Iran, we're at war with Iran's nuclear program. And let me.
Key distinction there. For the first time in my adult life, we are actually fighting an actual enemy of this country instead of a fake enemy, while we let our actual enemies get away with murder. I mean, China has killed hundreds of, honestly, millions of us. You put together the fentanyl deaths and the at least 500,000 killed by COVID. And we just shrug our shoulders. No biggie. Go to war with countries that are not killing us. Maybe they're not good countries, like Russia. Not our friends, most certainly, but they're not killing us. That's who we like to fight, our not enemies. This is the first time in my adult life we have actually gone to war with a country that is an enemy of ours. And with Afghanistan, I always say, well, you know, we needed to kill the leaders of the Taliban who sheltered bin Laden, but we didn't need to go tear that country apart. We did that for profit. J.D. Vance expanded his thoughts on that.
We're not at war with Iran. We're at war with Iran's nuclear program. And let me just say, Kristen, that we're incredibly grateful and proud of the American Air Force pilots who did an incredible job last night. The operation was really extraordinary. These guys flew from Missouri. They didn't land a single time. They dropped 30,000-pound bombs on a target the size of a washing machine and then got back home safely without ever landing in the Middle East or ever stopping other than to briefly refuel. And, of course, they did that in the air. So it's really an incredible operation, a testament to the power of American military. And I think what shows what can happen when you have that great American military in the hands of capable presidential leadership. What we did is we destroyed the Iranian nuclear program. I think we set that program back substantially, and we did it without endangering the lives of the American pilots. That's an incredible thing, and I think we all should be proud. Whatever our politics, we should be proud of what these guys accomplished. A very, very high-impact mission under a lot of pressure.
I just mentioned China, y'all. They're helping the Houthis target our ships. They were operating one of the three nuclear facilities. They had three of their own facilities inside helping Iran as they target our ships out in the Red Sea. You think there wouldn't be nuclear fissile material on those missiles? Forget a nuclear weapon. With China doing the targeting, only a matter of time. They were already hitting us, folks. It's a miracle we woke up. Speaking of waking up, can you imagine? This is what everybody dreads, right? Waking up in the middle of the night. Bam, you hear that glass kicked in, door kicked in, it's a guy in your house. Everybody dreads this, right? Home invasion. Let me stick with that for a minute. It's a home invasion. You get the gun, you go down there to confront him, you tell your wife, call 911. Check on the kids. And you call 911, but you can't get through. You just can't reach 911. They come into your house and they... God knows. And you call and you call and you call, but you can't reach 911. Because China snuck signal jammers into America. This is their new thing. When they're not killing us with COVID or weaponized blight, or what's the latest, roundworms going to kill all of our livestock, sterilizing us with the blight, causing kidney failure, destroying our crops. When they're not doing, you know, all of that, targeting our ships, helping with Iran's nuclear program. We are at war, folks. Signal jammers. Oh, you're going to love this. 830% increase in the amount of U.S. and Customs and Border Protection seizures of Chinese manufactured signal jammers. They're sneaking them into country for the criminals. Super duper exciting. Just another way they're at war with us. I lose track. Honestly, every week there's a new way. 830%. Now, do you see what happened in Michigan this weekend? All these things are connected when you start putting it together. It all goes back to China. People are dying, miserable, in danger. China. They must just sit around thinking of ways to kill us. Some of them are brilliant. Now, think about what happened in Michigan this weekend. Wayne, Michigan. Church there. That could have been a disaster. Because right now, everybody, these are the Bible vacation study, you know, weeks, vacation camp weeks. They're at my church too. So all the kids were there and they were having a service. Gunman shows up. Absolutely heroic act by the deacon who rammed his own. He saw what was happening. The guy rammed the shooter, rammed his truck into the door, right? And jumps out and starts shooting. They thought there was construction nearby. So a lot of the folks, hold on with the music. Hold on. Wait, stop. A lot of the folks thought, it's construction. They didn't immediately react. It was going to be an absolute slaughter. Deacon rams the truck, buying precious seconds, and thank God they had a security guard. He got shot, but he's going to be fine. And they killed him. Now, you take a Chinese signal jammer. You take a Chinese 911 signal jammer, and you use it on that church. Now you can do a mass shooting, and 911 won't know. Can't call out. Thanks, China. Now, let's put it all together. You're an Iranian terrorist led in by Joe Biden. Over 1,100 of them were. Caught him at the border. Had him. Let him go. and you've got a Chinese signal jammer, and you want to do a terror attack, well, folks, war is asymmetric now. It's not necessarily World War I, World War II, or even Iraq style. We're on some battlefield. It's guerrilla. It's asymmetric. Democrats understand this. They fight guerrilla warfare all the time. Look what they just did in L.A. Folks, this is just, and you know what? By the end of the week, I'm going to have another story about what China's doing to hurt or kill Americans. Anyway, the moral of this story, the one I just told you, do you have a gun? No? Why? You need to get one. Before you get one, you need to learn how to use it. But you need to have one. Because these criminals have Chinese-provided signal jammers now that they're sneaking in the country. So I wouldn't count on being able to call 911. They're going to have to figure out how to counter this. Local cops, county sheriffs, what a mess. By the way, these have already been used for everything from home invasions to bank robberies. Florida, Illinois, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Texas, Vermont, and Virginia. Let that sink in.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.